Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
The debrief, April 17, 2025. We are going to switch gears here from Aaron Rodgers, which may upset many people out there. Lee Corso announcing today.
Yeah.
The legendary college game day panelist, the legendary college coach who will be 90 years old in August. He will be stepping down after the week one 2025 edition of College Game Day. So August 30th is the big day to circle. That will be it for Lee Corso on College Game Day.
Do we know what game he's going to do? Do we know where they're headed for that day?
I'll pull up the schedule. I don't think they've announced what game they will have yet, though.
You think it's going to be West Virginia and Robert Morris?
Maybe it's Pitt and Duquesne.
Imagine that. I forgot that Pitt and Duquesne play week one. Ooh, let's see here. Alabama's at Florida State, and Corso coached at Florida State, Don. You have LSU at Clemson. Week one.
Texas, Ohio State.
Texas, Ohio State. Man, what a week one schedule this is. Is Texas, Ohio State a neutral site game, or is that in...
It's in Columbus.
Columbus.
And he has put on that Buckeye head, that Brutus head, more than any other mascot in college football.
I know, but here's the twist on that one. They don't do the Big Ten anymore. So ESPN won't have that game, right? That'll be like a big noon kickoff game.
Probably.
So,
unfortunately.
I think that kind of factors into the decision a little bit. No Penn State, Nevada, which is a reminder that, yes, Penn State will probably make the playoff. Yes, Penn State plays in the Big Ten, which is one of college football's premier conferences, second to only the SEC. But it is absolutely a joke, and I know that Penn State fans will flip me off in their car and tell me to shut up and stop talking about their team. But it is a joke that their non-conference is Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova. Come on. Play a legitimate team, please, James Franklin. But you're smart enough to know that who you beat and who you play in the non-conference can probably only hurt you and not help you in 2025. You know, I had planned on making Corso part of PM Team Power Rankings, but that got bumped with the Aaron Rodgers move today. The question was going to be, inspired by Corso, Donnie, top five sports television personalities of all time. Because say what you will about Corso and what he's still able to do at 89, 90 years old, But the guy was a tremendous TV personality in his prime. Just as a kid who grew up loving sports and having his world and life revolved around sports, Saturday mornings in my house were spent watching Lee Corso and College Game Day, and Sundays in my house were spent watching Chris Berman on NFL Countdown. Just like those guys were just pillars, institutions. And I loved Corso because he was, you know, silly at times, but if he wanted to rip somebody, he would do it. He didn't kiss everybody's ass. He would be critical, and he would say that this team was overrated or this coach wasn't that good or this quarterback should have done this or that. And that's the kind of sports commentary I like, personally. I like when everybody on TV doesn't kiss each other's fannies. That's partly probably why, Donnie, you know, even though this is an NBA town, that's why I think that Charles Barkley show has been so popular for so long. Because they'll rip anybody and everybody on that show.
I mean, I think a lot of people share that same sentiment that you do, that you got through Saturday college football and you knew Lee Corso, and Lee Corso molded, multiple generations on Saturday mornings. And then Chris Berman doing the same thing on Sundays. But, I mean, I have said for the last couple of years that it's kind of tough. You know, I know that Corso loved to do it, and you could just tell how much he loved to do it, and you could tell that Kirk Herbstreit was like a son to him.
Yeah.
And it almost makes me sad for Kirk because we know how emotional he will be. But it was also clear that, you know, Corso was struggling on air the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Certainly. And
big
that,
time.
He would even have his segments limited to where he wasn't on the entire show like he used to be. But yeah, that doesn't take away from all of the legendary moments of the past where he would trick people out with which mascot head he was going to select. I still remember I was in high school. I'm sitting on the couch. My dad's in his recliner. Lee Corso just drops an F-bomb when he decides he's going to switch it up on which mascot head to go with. He had to come back on like 10 minutes later, and they had to cut it to him, and he had to apologize.
How many times has he picked Pitt with a mascot head? Has he ever done it?
Well, if you recall, when they brought back the Backyard Brawl a couple of years ago and they had the Thursday night opener, they had a special edition of Game Day inside the stadium. It wasn't like the full-fledged,
it was a mini
3 to 4 hour show. Yeah,
it was like their tune-up show for the season.
But Corso picked Pitt.
Is that the only time he's done it, I wonder?
Well, what about that time they played Notre Dame and then got their ass kicked?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I feel
that's,
like he picked
that was the Charlie Weiss, Dave Wannstedt game.
Yeah, and a lot of people going into that season, which that game was early, a lot of people didn't think Notre Dame would be very good.
So, according to Wikipedia, Pitt has appeared on College Game Day 3 times, including that opener in 2022, that great resumption of the Backyard Brawl opening game of the season, and Pitt's 2-1. So we've got the loss against Notre Dame, and we've got one win. What the hell is the other win? When else would Pitt have won? The 13-9 game was absolutely not a Backyard Brawl game. I mean,
so the show's been around
College Game Day game.
Yeah, so the show has been around since 1987, just to give you reference.
But Pitt wasn't really, I mean, they were solid for a couple of years there, Blue Bonnet Bowl in the late 80s, but they weren't like a team that would necessarily be College Game Day material. Let's see here if I can find it. They've hosted it twice in 2003 and 2022. The show visited Pittsburgh. Okay. So it says that they were there in 2003 for Virginia Tech. Does that sound right?
I do remember that V-Tech game being a very big one and a very good one.
Yes, they beat them. That's right. Is that the Lusaka Polite game?
That's the one that comes to mind.
Number 25 Pitt, November 8th, 2003, beat number 5 Virginia Tech 31-28.
Yeah, Noah Hiles is texting me saying that was it.
There you go.
Marcus Vick at quarterback for VT.
Marcus Vick, who was like arrested for like throwing a milkshake on a cop or something like that at a McDonald's. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. Hard times. Yeah, I'm going to miss Corso. But like, at the same time, I think I agree with what you're saying. If this is what you're saying, like, it was time. You know, so there's part of me that's also like happy that, you know, I don't have to, like, watch him kind of struggle to get through an answer on TV anymore. If that makes sense. Like, it would get awkward sometimes watching him in the last couple of years. It pains
right.
me to
like
say,
he,
but
he would
true.
Really struggle to get through a segment.
Yeah.
And, like, you could also tell that Kirk just sitting next to him almost, like, pushing him along, like, rooting for him to get through what he wanted to say. I think the tribute video for Lee Corso is going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome, is right. All right, Donnie, this was a great palate cleanser.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.